Half the Person, Twice the Life by Mile George, based on a dialogue with Laurie Van Allen. In late 2016, with our guide dogs snoozing at our feet, Laurie Van Allen and I chatted over lunch at a local diner known for its gigantic portions. It was during this conversation that Laurie told me she was considering weight loss surgery. I tried to be as supportive and enthusiastic as I possibly could, but I was also admittedly somewhat skeptical because Laurie had mentioned to me many times in the past that she couldn't remember a day in her life when she was not overweight. Still, at the age of 53, weighing in at 346 pounds, Laurie knew she needed to do something different to stop her steady weight gain. Please read on to get to know Laurie as she responds to my questions about her weight loss journey. M. What finally convinced you to go through with weight loss surgery? L. Mostly it was my declining health. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, pinched nerves in my back, anemia, and had to get regular B12 shots. I was unsteady on my feet, found myself getting out of breath after just walking a short distance, and suffered from severe cramps in my feet and calves, not to mention the inconvenience of having to shop at plus-size clothing stores, and the embarrassment of having to ask for seatbelt extenders on airplanes, and taking up extra space in cars and on public transportation. M. How did you choose your surgeon? L. My regular medical doctor referred me to a bariatric surgery specialist. I felt comfortable with her from the first moment I met her. She recommended what's known as gastric sleeve surgery. The purpose of this type of surgery is to decrease the size of the stomach so it becomes physically impossible to overeat. M. Did Medicare pay for your procedure? L. Yes. Most of it was covered by Medicare, including lab tests, GI tract tests, the surgery, the hospital stay, pain meds, and the follow-up visits. M. Were there any costs you didn't anticipate? L. Yes, there were a few. I had to pay for the mandatory psychological evaluation myself and for the special food I needed for about 6 weeks post-surgery, which were surprisingly delicious but expensive. I started with a liquid diet, and then I was able to move on to soft foods, all of which I ordered from www.bariatriccoice.com. M. How did you manage all the paperwork that must have been involved? L. There were lots and lots of forms, and I don't think any of them were available in an accessible format. Fortunately, my attendant, who's now also a good friend, was willing to sort through the stacks and stacks of paperwork. She was a constant source of encouragement as we went through form after form after form. My pre-op nurse was also helpful with the legal forms I had to sign immediately before the surgery. M. How long was it after your surgery before you could eat regular food, walk, resume your daily activities, and start working Lego, your guide dog? L. After the surgery, I had to stay in the hospital for 3 days, and when they allowed me to go home, it took about 3 or 4 weeks before I could move around halfway normally. Then, after about 4 weeks, Lego finally came home. As far as the food, all I could eat at first was half a popsicle, but then I gradually added more variety, starting with shakes, puddings, soups, and meal replacement and protein bars. It's still trial and error as I add other foods like eggs, small amounts of chicken, fruit, and cooked vegetables. M. How many pounds have you lost, and how much time has it taken? L. It's been a little over a year, and I now weigh 205. I'm down 141 pounds from my starting weight of 346. My goal weight is 170 to 180, which, according to my doctor, is about right for a woman of my height and build. M. What factors contributed to your success? L. I honestly would have been lost if it hadn't been for the ongoing support of my family and friends. The members of the Contra Costa CCB chapter really cheered me up and cheered me on. About a week after I got home, I was surprised when a box of the special soft food I needed was delivered. It was nice to know my friends from the Contra Costa chapter were thinking of me. In fact, the psychologist continually emphasized how critical support was to a person's success. Note, though Laurie never attended a support group, the psychologist told her about many in the area. If Laurie hadn't had such a strong support network of her own, she said she definitely would have taken advantage of the opportunity to go. M. How will you know when to stop losing weight? L. My doctor assured me she'll tell me when it's time to start thinking about following a maintenance program. Don't worry, I won't ever become anorexic. I like my food too much. M. In what way has your life changed since you had the surgery? L. In so many ways. I have no more sleep apnea, so I don't use a CPAP machine. I don't take the diabetes medication, metformin, or the vitamin B12 shots, and my dose of blood pressure medication has been cut in half. My iron levels are normal, I have more energy, and I don't get out of breath as easily. I also don't experience the painful foot and calf cramps I used to get when I was so much heavier. I'm also really happy that I can now shop at a variety of regular clothing and shoe stores. My balance and nerve pain from the pinched nerves in my L3 and L4 are still bad, but I'm hopeful that over time, as my body adjusts, and with water therapy and perhaps traction, I'll get some additional relief. M. What have you learned about yourself after going through this? L. I've learned that I don't need to use food as a crutch. I used to overeat when I was feeling sad, frustrated, depressed, or even when I was happy. I don't do that anymore. What hasn't changed is that I still like my sweets. I just have to watch the amount. A couple of spoons of ice cream and I'm done. I remember when we used to go out, I'd eat a full meal and then order a piece of apple pie for dessert. Now I go to the same restaurant and I order a piece of the sugar-free apple pie, eat a few bites, and take the rest home. That leftover pie takes me another 3 days to eat, but I enjoy every single bite of it. M. What's the best part about having gone through the weight loss surgery, and what's the worst? L. The worst part of it is that my mother isn't here to see me so happy and healthy. Also, while my stomach incisions were healing, I missed Lego terribly. He's my wonderful, devoted, and silly guide dog. Oh, and one more thing. As I continue to lose, my clothes start to hang on me, so I have to replace my larger-sized clothing with smaller sizes, which gets expensive. Fortunately, I have a great friend who's a flight attendant and a pretty snazzy dresser who comes over to do what we call closet purgings, and I've given away 17 bags of clothing. The best things far outweigh the worst. I just feel so much better about myself, both mentally and physically. In fact, people who haven't seen me for a while don't recognize me. I can honestly say that I'm now happier and healthier than I've been for a really long time. It's the best decision I've made in my whole life. M. Would you recommend weight loss surgery to others? L. Yes, I would recommend it to anyone sitting on the fence about doing it. M. What's next for you? L. One thing I haven't mentioned yet is that because I've lost so much weight, I have about 10 to 15 pounds of extra skin. I was recently evaluated by a plastic surgeon, and I'm just waiting to hear if the skin removal procedure will be covered by Medicare. After that, who knows? I hope to join the workforce again, but even if I don't, I'm now looking forward to a healthy, long, and happy life. Note: in August of 2018, Medicare paid for Lori to have 7 pounds of excess skin removed from her lower abdomen. Lori's recommended resources: www.bariatriccoice.com, bariatric surgery diet foods and vitamins for a gastric bypass diet. Call 1-800-993-1143. From Amazon Digital Services, TLC's My 600-Pound Life and TLC's Skin Tight.